Putting local artists center stage. This is an East Coast Rising Artist Spotlight.
On this week's East Coast Artist Spotlight, we are chatting with a newcomer to the East Coast music scene. It is an 18-year-old out of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Marcus Ricks. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chuck. Thank you so much for having me on.
Marcus, you reached out having a song that you were looking to help promote, which is what we always ask East Coast artists to do, is reach out to us and let us know how we can help you to promote your music. And let's talk about you in the music scene. I said you're a newcomer, but are you really a newcomer to the East Coast music scene?
Yeah, so basically I started singing in my local church choir when I was around, I'd like to say 7 or 6 years old, somewhere in between there. And that really helped me discover my voice and to gain experience and confidence with singing and performing in front of large crowds of people. I started playing acoustic and electric guitar at 14, writing my own songs at 15. And a couple of years ago, I began playing some pretty good-sized venues and festivals around the Dartmouth area and even around Nova Scotia, including some performances at the Eastern Nova Scotia exhibition in Antigonish last summer as well. And that pretty much brings me up to now.
Very nice. And so, I mean, many people can have talent. They can kind of do what you did in terms of those, you know, getting into local venues and performances. What helped you to decide to actually release something?
Well, I've always, you know, from around age 13 or 14, my father introduced me to artists like the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, Phil Collins, Chris Martin and Coldplay, all of these great pop rock and iconic singer-songwriter acts who really inspired me as a songwriter and just fell in love with the idea of creating melodies and lyrics and just the correlation between the two. And they, all those artists really wanted, they inspired me to become a songwriter myself.
Now, I would imagine that you are a high school student.
I am, senior year.
So what do your friends think about the fact that you are, you know, starting to break into the East Coast music scene?
They're very supportive of me. They've been with me since day one when I've started doing this. And a buddy of mine, actually, who's a musician, he played bass on this, on my new single, Now That It's Over. So I really appreciate him for that. And so, yeah, I've just been getting a lot of support. All my friends are reaching out to me. And even people I don't normally speak to or I haven't spoken to in a while, they're reaching out and wishing me the best and saying how happy they are for me. And I couldn't be more appreciative towards it, honestly. The support's been amazing so far from an early career.
I can only imagine with your dad having introduced you to some of those older classics that he's probably, and your parents are probably very proud of you.
Yes, definitely. They're completely supportive of me being a singer and a songwriter. And it, not just my father, but my mother actually. So I started to develop my sound as a singer over quarantine when COVID really started to hit its peak. That's when I really focused on developing exactly how I wanted to sound. I began taking, you know, voice lessons through Zoom, but my mother began actually introducing me to soulful singers like Stevie Wonder, and from there on I began listening to a lot more soulful and contemporary pop artists to help me develop my own sound as a singer. So yeah, they've been very supportive and helpful too with the development of me as an artist.
Where are you hoping this is going to take you?
You know, I'd love to do this professionally one day and get the tour of the country and keep making music that's universal to people, that as many people can enjoy as possible and they can relate their own stories to, whether it's happy, sad, a relationship ending, or just, you know, going to a concert on a Friday night and seeing me and that made their week. You know, I'd love to be that person for a bunch of people.
So let's talk about your new song, Now That It's Over.
Right.
Tell us about the song.
I will. So Now That It's Over is the second single I've released everywhere on all streaming platforms. I wrote the song about a year and a half ago, but I didn't record the song until about I think it was last February before lockdown happened, when I met this amazing producer in Halifax named Pierce Rogers of Audio Empire Studios, who produced the song and a couple other of my songs as well after he saw a few of my YouTube videos online. And he reached out to me saying that he really wanted to work together. But the song itself is actually the theme. It's about the theme of just moving on and looking forward to better things in life after you go through a hard experience. I didn't have any personal experience specifically in mind while writing this song, but I find that with a difficult year in 2020 finally coming to an end, I really thought that this song would resonate with a lot of people and reflect how many of us are currently feeling, which is why I decided to release the song as soon as the new year arrived.
So let's not delay. Let's let the listeners hear for themselves your new song.
All right. Hey, this is Marcus Ricks, and you're listening to my new single, Now That It's Over, on 101.5 The Hawk on East Coast Rising.